So everyone had a very nice wake-up program running around Sakigiri. Giri means mountain.
Giri значит...
Mugira-daranaki! And Saki means friend. So it was a very friendly mountain. But your feet may think otherwise. But everyone will have a nice appetite. So somehow or other, by the causeless mercy of Srila Prabhupada and our beloved Gurudevs, we have come to this most holy place. It's called Unchagaon. And things are very practical in this language of Sanskrit and Hindi. So Gaon means village, and Uncha means up. It's like if you're from New York City, you have downtown. Prabhupada started his preaching in downtown. It's called downtown Manhattan, the lower east side, where all the dregs and diggers lived. The dregs and diggers and the hippies and happies. And they were moving here and there and taking different herbs and spices and having different experiences, extraterrestrial experiences. At least they thought that. But then they came down to the hard earth, cracked their heads. But so Prabhupada was in the Lower East Side downtown, but if there's downtown, there's uptown. So uptown Manhattan is where all the snobs lived, where all the rich people live. The elite, the literati, and the intelligentsia, they lived in uptown. West Park Avenue, Madison Avenue, West Park Avenue, Central Park West, is that right? Yeah. This is uptown. So this place, Unchagaon, means uptown. It's up village. Village on the top of the mountain. So this is Unchagaon. This is the Janamstali, or the birthplace of Lalita Sakhi. And Radharaman Maharaj was informing us that the word Lalit, we say Lalit Madhav or Lalita when it's feminine, Lalita. Lalita means, the word actually itself means soft, gentle, charming, and very delightful. And then this is one aspect of Lalita Sakhi. She's very, very, she attracts Krishna with her particular behavior. In fact, it's told that Lalita Sakhi is like the guru. She's Radharani's teacher. Because when we go up Guru Parampara, we go through Guru Parampara. Like someone, oftentimes people say, well, we say God created everything. Then the argumentative person will say, well, who created God? And then we say, well, whoever that is, he must be God. But you can't, that's the whole meaning of God. God means the buck stops there. You can't go any further. That's the final retrogression. You can't go any far further beyond God, because He is the absolute truth, the sum total of all existence, the cause of all causes. The beginning point, the very beginning point, the beginning of the beginning is God. So the guru of Brahma, the guru of Narada Muni is... Who is... Oh, no, no Russian... The guru of Narada Muni is Brahma. The guru of Brahma is Divya Saraswati. Divya Saraswati is Narayan's consort. And then the guru of Narayan, of course, is Krishna. Krishna's expansion is Lord Narayan. But then someone might say, okay, Krishna, you're the Adi Guru, but who is your guru? It's like, oh, you're God, but who created you? So you're the originator of knowledge. All knowledge comes from God, but where did He get it? Where did God get the knowledge? Well, we have the answer. The guru of God, or the guru of Krishna, is... Oh. Radha. Radharani. And then someone says, okay, Radharani is the guru of Krishna, but who's the guru of Radharani? Lalita Sakhi. Then the next question, who's the guru of Lalita Sakhi? This we have to think about. And let me know when you come up with the answer. Because Krishna has given her that service to be the guru. Because ultimately they're all Krishna's Nija Rupataya Kalabi. All the gopis, and they're all expansions of Krishna. So Krishna's teaching himself through Radharani, and Radharani's teaching herself through Lalita. It's like this. This is the Leela. Lalita Sakhi Ki!
Yeah.
So the Sakhi means friend. And friends, what do friends do when they come together? When friends come together, they play. They have friendly dealings. They play. Sometimes girls play with each other, and sometimes they play with their boyfriends. So the sakis, they play together, and sometimes they play with the gopas, just like it was holy. This is color festival, festival of colors. So sometimes the sakis play with each other and throw colors, and sometimes they meet the gopas. Then the sakis, they have a competition, they have a battle, a war between the gopis and the gopas, right here in Barsana especially. This is a free area. This is a free area for friendly love. Friendly love has no limitations here in Barsana. So Barsana means rasa. Barsana means water. We say Barsana. Varsha means rain in Hindi, the word Varsha. So Barsana means rain. Rain means water. Water means taste. Taste means rasa. So there's everywhere there's rasa raining down all over this place. So much sakhi ras. So much sakhi ras is here. And there's so much madhurya ras. And vatsalya ras. All rasas are very rich here, but especially sakhi ras. And you see, when we stood on top of Sakhi Parvat, this means the mountain, Sakhi Parvat or Sakhi Giri. Parvat means mountain. When we stood there, Maharaj was pointing out the different villages. And of course, it's a little foggy or smoggy or whatever. But there's Dobaro. Dobaro is, who's that? Rangadevi? Whose village? I think Dobaro is Rangadevi's Janam place. And then there was Ritora. Ritora is Chandra. Oh. Chandravali. Ritora is Chandravali's village. And then we'll come to the village of Chiksoli. Chiksoli is Chitrasakhi's village. And this is Unchagal, and this is Lalita Sakhi's village. And then on that mountain there is Brahma Parvat, Chaturmukh Brahma Parvat, Vilas Parvat, Don Parvat, like this. And that is Radharani's birthplace, Janamstan. That is her, and some kalpas. So when we were on top of the Sakhi Parvat, this is the playground. Like boys and girls have playground where they go when they're children and they play hide and seek, luka luki, or sliding. And so this mountaintop that we went on, this is the gopas would go there and play with each other, and the sakis would go there and play with each other, and sometimes the gopis and sakis would go there and play together. So we had read in some of these books about some of these holy places there, and these Prikama books of Vrindavan, and we haven't been there, over there on top of that mountain for about 20 years. 1987, we were with Radharaman Maharaj and Loknath Swami, and he comes every year, but in Kartik we had the privilege of doing Rajmandal Prikama. We went there, and we saw 5-7 different places. One place is Krishna's footprints. We saw, everyone went behind and saw Krishna's footprints, and he's standing like this. Another place you didn't see, but there's a long shila, and it's called Chapan Bog Shila. And there's little katoris, little cups in the stone. They're cut in the stone everywhere. And there was two rows, and the gopas sat on one, some coward boys sat on one side, and another side, and they put all the boga in the middle, like a big feast table. Knights of the long table. So it was a big lumbi, long table. And so Sridham, Subal, Krishna, and then at the end of the table there was the master, the seat for the master. What are they called? Head of the table, you know, when you have the... So then there was a raised stone there, and that's where Krishna and Balaram would sit. And they would watch all the cowboys and say, "Oh, Sridham, take this," and they would supervise the prasadam. So we saw that. That was the second place. Then the third place was, we wanted to show everyone, but it was too much confusion. Well, we didn't know where it was either. but this Baba helped us find after 20 years. On the other side of the mountain, there's a beautiful shila. It's called, what was it called exactly?
Fisalni Shila, first one.
No, I mean the back one, Lalita Sakhi's print.
There's
any name for that shila? Or? You didn't give a name. So in the back, because there was one shila, one stone, rock, and there's the complete print of the chuni, whatever you call it, this chuni, this veil that Lalita Sakhi, like chadar she wears on her head, and it was dropped down there. And the different books tell different leelas. Generally they say it's Radharani's Chuni and that Radha and Krishna were there by the well. They were playing there, meeting there before they were married. And then some villagers came with their cows and they said, go. Because before boys and girls are married in India, they don't meet in the park and do anything like that. So they didn't want to get caught by any of the people. So then Radharani ran up the mountain, and then her veil dropped on the rock, and the rock caught the imprint. That's what we heard. Caught the print, you know, the print of her chuni. But actually it's Lalita Sakhi, because she was there with Krishna, and Radharani was coming. Radharani was coming, and Krishna was with Lalita Sakhi. This is Lalita Sakhi. Somehow she was playing with Krishna. Radharani's coming, and Lalita Sakhi ran up to the top, and she dropped her chuni and made this imprint. So that was the third place we saw. A very interesting point that everyone should consider very deeply is that all of us have an aim and ambition in life, and our aim and ambition is, for many of us, is to attain perfection or sadhya, and that perfection is to enter the eternal service of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, which means when we become perfect, we attain Krishna prema and become pure in our hearts and develop pure love for Radha and Krishna. That is called sarup siddhi. We will realize our spiritual forms. Many of us may become sakhi manjaris. Some of us may become cowherd boys. Some may have the mood of a mother for Radha or Krishna. And this will become our spiritual body. This is our goal. Everything we're doing, all of the yatras, all the chanting, all the meditation, everything, it ends in this perfection, to realize our individual spiritual body. Because each one of us has our own individual eternal spiritual body. By reading Sanatana Goswami's book, Brihad Bhagavatamritam, one comes to understand what it will be like when we enter the spiritual world. When we enter the spiritual world and take birth in Vrindavan, many of us will take birth in Barsana. This will be our birthplace when we get our birth certificate. It will say, Manjulali Manjari, born such and such a year, birthplace, Barsana, mother's name, Kusum Sakhi, and father's name, Nandagop, or whatever. Have mother and father's name. We'll be born in this village of Barsana. And this village of Barsana will look exactly as we're seeing it today. When we enter Boma Vrindavan in the spiritual world, it will look like that. There'll be Sakhi Parvat, there'll be Vilas Parvat, Man Parvat, Dan Parvat, Onchagaon, and Ritora. All these places will be there. And this is explained in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. When we travel far away from our home of St. Petersburg or Moscow or wherever, and we come to India, and we think, oh, I've gone to a foreign land, I'm so far from my home, and we feel a little bit uncomfortable, a little bit uneasy, and not relaxed. And then when we return to our home place, and then we go to the airport, then we get in our car, then we start to approach, oh yeah, there's this street, and there's this hotel, and there's this house, and oh, this is my place. And then our heart starts palpitating, yes, oh, there's our temple, oh, there's the Moscow temple, oh, it's my temple. You know? And of course that's okay, that's good. But they have some feeling, this is my home. And then we turn on that street and we see, oh, there's so-and-so's house and so-and-so's house, and there's my house. And then we feel so much relief. No more India, no more pigs and dogs and monkeys and rickshaws and scooters and that, buses and bridge buses and pandas and top. I'm home, sweet home. But this is all Maya. This is Maha illusion, Maha Maya. This Mamta Bhav, this feeling of possession, and this feeling of identity, and this feeling of ownership of anything in this material world is completely Maya. Because someday we will see that this is my home. What did Prabhupada say? Vrindavan is my home. Om. Om home. So, does anybody want to live with Prabhupada? Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah. Translation. Go ahead. So Vrindavan is Prabhupada's home. So if you want to be in Prabhupada, with Prabhupada, then you have to feel and believe and identify that Vrindavan is my home. And Prabhupada, he says my place of seva is Sevakunj. And Sevakunj is a place where Sakis and Manjaris serve Radha and Krishna. Just like you say, where is your home? You say, my home is Russia. And you say, well, where in Russia? And you say, Moscow. So Prabhupada said, Vrindavan is my home. Prabhupada, where in Vrindavan? No one ever asked him. He said, my home is Barsana. And my Sevakunj is there, and by Rasastali, and Sevakunj. This is my Sevakunj, where I serve. It's like you have your home and you have your place of work. Are they the same? Rarely. So when Prabhupada says that Vrindavan is my home, what he's saying is Barsana is my home. Barsana Wali Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah. Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe.
Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe.
Radhe, 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 Radhe.
Radhe, 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 Radhe,
Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. So these are some thoughts. We will take birth in Barsana. And so if we think, oh, my feet hurt so much, I'm going up Sakhi Parvat, Sakhi Giri, then how will you play there? We met one Baba there living on the top of that mountain. You imagine what it's like in the summer? He lives there 12 months a year. And I said, doesn't it get hot here? And he said, and then he told us, he said, your body can do whatever you tell it to do. Very powerful instruction. Shiksha Amrit. The human body can do whatever you tell it to do. But we think, oh, I can't fast on Ekadasi. I can't do Nirjal. I can't chant 64 rounds. So we never do. And as soon as you change your thinking, you change your life. So he's living there and then doing his bhajan. So he was showing us these places. He was running along these rocks. And I said, Are Baba, Buddha Admi Hai. Old man, Buddha Admi Hai, dire, slow down a little bit. No. He didn't have any trouble because this is his home. So he's also in Sakhi Bhav. So someday these mountaintops, these parvats and giris, these will be our home. We'll feel very happy when we come here and we feel like I never want to go, I want to stay here forever. And this is the beginning of seriously progressing back to Godhead. It's called Upadhi, designation. We should designate ourselves as eternal residents of Vrindavan and eternal servants of Radha and Krishna. This is Shuddh Upadhi, pure identification. We should keep coming on yatras to Vrindavan and to Barsana and all these places until the feeling comes very powerfully in our hearts that I love Vrindavan. Not just wear a t-shirt. Not a t-shirt. I love Vrindavan, but I like Moscow too. And what about Amsterdam? Paris is really good. This is called yatrafal. This is the fruit of your pilgrimage. If this fruit is not coming, then we have to keep watering the tree. You say, oh, I've come to Barsana 10 times. So if this feeling is coming inside of us that I love Barsana more than Moscow, then you're making progress. And then if it's not, then come 500 more times to Barsana. And Radharaman Maharaj was telling me, which I'm always astounded to hear from him, but he said, Maharaj, I have to tell you something. When I was a young boy, a little boy, 4 or 5 years old, I would come on Giriraj Parikrama with my mother and father. And we would stop, because we were talking some things, and we would stop at Kusum Srover and take long drinks of the water. It was pure, sparkling, because there's natural springs there. The water was so clear and so tasty and so pure. He said, but now you can't take one drop from any kund. I'm going to sell some t-shirts. And these are invisible t-shirts. And if you want to buy one, you have to promise that you'll wear this t-shirt. Anyone willing? Anyone? Now this invisible t-shirt says, I love Vrindavan. But I'm only going to sell it in my t-shirt hut. My nam hut, in my t-shirt hut. I'm only going to sell this t-shirt to bona fide wearers. And to be a bona fide wearer and to purchase my invisible t-shirt, you have to make a promise. You have to promise that you will wear this t-shirt 24 hours a day. And this t-shirt will be wrapped around your heart. 24 hours a day, you will breathe one mantra. I love Vrindavan. I love Vrindavan. I love Vrindavan. So you're breathing, I love Vrindavan. And in 24 hours, you'll only be speaking, I love Vrindavan, I love Vrindavan, I love Vrindavan. So who wants to buy one of my invisible t-shirts? You're ready to pay the price?
Hariwo!
Hariwo! Jai Jai Shri Radhe! Shyam! There's one mantra from Utkalika Valeri by Rupa Goswami. And it's a prayer of begging. Rupa Goswami, who is Rupa Manjari, is showing how to beg to Lalita Sakhi. Lalita Sakhi is Swarup Damodara Goswami. And Rupa Goswami was taking shiksha from Swarup Damodara Goswami, also sharing his own intimate realizations of Lord Chaitanya's heart. So he wrote this beautiful prayer begging Lalita Sakhi for her mercy. So we can try somehow or other, although this is neither your language nor my language, but we can try to repeat this prayer. Giri Kunja.
Giri Kunja.
Kutira Nagaro.
Kutira Nagaro.
Lalite Devi.
Lalite Devi.
Sada.
Sada.
Tavash Shavo.
Tavash Shavo.
Iti te.
Iti te.
Kila nasti.
Kila nasti.
Dushkaram.
Dushkaram.
Kripa yangi.
Kripa yangi.
Kuru mam.
Kuru mam.
Ata swayam.
Ata swayam.
This is the translation.
Pretty
much. O Lalita Sakhi.
O Lalita Sakhi.
O Lalita Sakhi.
The divine lovers.
The divine lovers.
That sounds so nice.
Radha and Krishna.
Within the cottages.
Within the cottages.
That's pretty good. Within the groves.
Within the groves.
Rosha. What about Rusha? And on the mountaintops.
And on the mountaintops.
Of Braj.
Braj.
Braj. Are under your control.
Are under your control.
Therefore, there is nothing you cannot do.
Therefore, there is nothing that you cannot do.
Please be merciful.
Please be merciful.
And accept me as your servant.
And accept me as your servant.
Nice, thank you. Lita Sakhi ki. Lita Sakhi unchagan ki. Lita Bihari Mandir ki.